Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. City of King Cove on the Alaska Peninsula is getting 80% of its energy production from hydroelectric sources. King Cove Wednesday held a ceremony to commemorate its second hydroelectric facility. High energy costs are a perennial problem for rural communities off of the power grid. Most villages use generators that burn diesel fuel, made expensive by high transportation costs. The first hydro facility in King Cove went online in 1994. The second, Waterfall Creek, has produced more than 1.3 megawatts since it came online in May of last year. King Cove Mayor Henry Mack says the two facilities have displaced 3.2 million gallons of fuel in the last 25 years, saving $5.8 million. King Cove's kilowatt hour cost of electricity is 30 cents. Rural Alaska averages 45 cents per kilowatt hour. Opponents and supporters of a ballot initiative aimed at protecting salmon habitat packed a hearing room in Anchorage on Tuesday. Over 60 people signed up to provide testimony to a standing room only crowd. Alaskans working for mining, oil, and other resource development companies turned out in force. Much of the testimony was against the initiative. The president of Alaska Native Corporation Doyon, Aaron Schutt, says he was concerned about the measure's economic impact.
This not only threatens our jobs and our economy, it threatens our rights as property owners and our ability to maintain or develop public infrastructure.
Stephanie Quinn Davidson, one of the measure's sponsors and head of the Yukon River Intertribal Fish Commission, says that Alaska needs to protect its salmon runs from impacts that have already been seen in the lower 48.
We have the opportunity to finally get it right here in Alaska. My hope for our future is that we can learn from the past and choose a different path forward.
As required by law, the state is holding a series of public hearings on the initiative before it appears on the November general election ballot. The next hearing is scheduled for tomorrow in Sitka. In other news, a man has been sentenced to 62 years in prison for first-degree murder of a co-worker at a wilderness lodge. Stephen Ridenour of Anchorage was also sentenced Tuesday for evidence tampering in the November 2015 death of Stephen McCauley. The men worked as caretakers at Port Williams Wilderness Lodge on Shuyak Island near Kodiak Island. And a former Anchorage air traffic controller who offered a woman a ride and choked her until she was unconscious is free after a plea deal. KTVA-TV reports that 34-year-old Justin Schneider pled guilty to one count of felony assault. He was sentenced to 2 years in prison with 1 year suspended. He received credit for time served as he wore an ankle monitor and lived with his family. He will serve no additional time behind bars. Latest forecast calls for clear skies for tonight. Low temperature about 35 to 40 degrees. More sun expected for tomorrow. High temperature about 60 degrees. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest news and weather.